It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Power Hour coming up next hour on You Better You Bet. All our bets for tonight, including side total and what, Ken, for the NBA?
Props?
That's right. I don't know why you did a Ron Burgundy there. Props.
Intergalactic? That was a little intergalactic. Let the beat. Props.
Side total and props. Sixers and Hawks. Jazz on the Clippers. The terrible song. Our hockey bets for tonight. Vegas and Montreal will hit the entire Major League Baseball slate. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Josh Norris joins us in the final hour. Talking, I mean, NFL. What did you think we're going to talk with him? Like tennis? Euro Cup bets still to come. Golf bets still to come for the U.S. Open. But right now, we're going to spend some time and give an official You Better You Bet welcome. And we want all our great listeners and viewers nationwide, Odyssey.com, the Odyssey app, terrestrial stations, on YouTube as well. We want everyone to give our next guest a big wagertainment You Better You Bet, You Better welcome. Ryan Horvat joins us now. Ryan is one of the new hosts of the new show, BetMGM Tonight, which starts next week on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern on the BetQL Audio Network. Now, You Better You Bet is going to remain a four-hour show, and the Power Hour will still be happening in the time slot it's in now. So we're not going to say anything else other than that. Maybe we'll have an official announcement this week. Maybe we won't, but we're not allowed to say what's actually happening, but there you have it. BetMGM Tonight, 7 to 11. You Better You Bet will still be 4 hours, and we're still going to have the Power Hour from 6 to 7. We'll leave it to you, dear listener and viewer, to figure out what that means. But great to bring on Ryan Horvat here to You Better You Bet. Ryan, congratulations on the gig, man. Ryan used to work with Bart Winkler. I go on Bart's show every Wednesday. So great to see Ryan kind of ascending the ladder here, getting a big opportunity. Welcome to the show, Ryan, with Nick and Ken, BetQL Audio Network on a Wednesday. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate you having me on. I'm not just saying this. No BS. This is my favorite show. I think you guys do a tremendous job, so I appreciate you having me on. And Nick, you did a great job in my old spot today out in Milwaukee doing your radio hit, and people were satisfied, man. Since I'm gone, we need you now more than ever to give some picks.
Did you complain about Coach Bud for like the entire hit, Nick, or what?
It was a good amount. I feel like Ryan used to work with Bart, who's the right morning host and the Odyssey station in Wisconsin. I feel like him and I are like, we should get him on the show. He and I are like kindred souls. He's very funny.
Season one, I think we had him on.
Yeah. Right? I think that was Bill Michaels, the guy who did the show from like his cabana.
Oh, from his cabana?
Okay. Yeah.
But
Bart is like a very dry sense of humor, and he is a massive, massive Wisconsin sports fan. So it's it turns into like therapy sessions. He's absolutely fantastic.
Ryan, we teased obviously the new show and everything. I don't want you to get in trouble with any of the higher ups, but I think the concept of the show is actually kind of interesting of what you can actually reveal and maybe some of your background with live betting, just like, you know, 7 to 11, what's kind of going on in the show and how are you taking part in it? What are you really excited about it?
Yeah, thanks, Ken. I'm really excited because, I mean, you know, I'm a huge football guy. So for the last decade plus, I mean, I love the Red Zone channel. And so when we first started having these discussions and did a couple test runs, you know, they were like, this could be the Red Zone channel pretty much of live sports betting for, you know, real time, live in-game betting activity. We'll be on the overs and unders, money lines. And just every single night, you know, pretty much getting paid to watch games, there's nothing better than that. And, you know, we'll still be able to hit on the player props. And that's the beautiful thing about going from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. I'm so used to being obviously in the Midwest. I grew up in Chicago, then I moved to Milwaukee. So I have to stay up a little bit later. But the beautiful thing is we'll get the early games in and we'll still have time to give our player props because, you know, when I listen to you guys, a lot of the time I'll tune in and tail some of your picks during the Power Hour, obviously. So we'll be able to do some stuff like that. But I'm really excited, man. It's going to be great.
Hopefully more of my props you've tailed recently.
You've been
when we disagree. When we disagree, it's worth noting. Only when we disagree.
So Ryan and Quinton Mayo again, BetMGM tonight, starting next Monday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern here as part of the new expanded BetQL Audio Network. Also Michael Jenkins, who's known as Jenks, and Chelsea Messenger on in the mornings as well. Joe O is still around with BetQL Daily. Announcements coming up about that show, I think, as we move along this week. Ryan, let's talk about some sports. Let's talk about some sports betting, of course. And want to give you the floor here because you're a Wisconsin guy as well, like our buddy Bart. Your take on the game last night where the Bucks somehow, some way managed to lose. And how are you going to spin this forward and how are you going to bet game six with Milwaukee, a 5.5-point home favorite on Thursday night?
Yeah, 5.5-point home favorite. I think I'll honestly probably be on Brooklyn. I played Brooklyn As soon as they acquired James Harden, I played a bunch of futures and obviously got a little nervous, got a little worried like the rest of us. And I still don't quite understand how, Kyrie Irving's been pretty much ruled out for the series. I thought Harden was done. So last night when he was a game time decision, he was obviously going to test it out. And I saw he was a full go. I almost bought myself out of those futures and bought into the Milwaukee Bucks, who I do think would match up well against the Philadelphia 76ers. But man, I've been on the Nets from the beginning. The performance that Kevin Durant put on last night is one of the all-time great playoff performances. And Nick, I even tweeted at you last night. I just saw that coming the whole time because Kevin Durant's unstoppable. You know, James Harden, even though we couldn't really give him a whole lot, still just him being on the floor made a huge difference. And with Coach Bud, I mean, he just doesn't make the proper adjustments. And I don't even know what kind of adjustments he could have made last night, but I could tell you the rotations get worse and worse every single year. Like, this series just reminds me of 2 years ago against Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals when they had the 2-0 series lead and they blew that. Like, last night, where was Bobby Portis? Why does he not get any run? We see Thanasis get more run than Bobby Portis. So I think that that's a real problem. They're still trying to figure out rotations here. Bud's a disaster. And then as much as I love Giannis, I still think that the Bucks are just a player away still, and I don't really know what they could do with that roster because they're in salary cap hell already. I like the addition of Drew Holiday, but they still need another guy that could get buckets in the fourth quarter. And, man, that was tough. But I saw it coming the whole way. I was on the Nets last night, was on the under. I'll continue to play those unders. But just kind of saw that coming, and I do think the Nets are just going to close it out, man. And I think then Bud will be fired the next day.
Wow, so not only – so you think that you like Nets money line then in game six? Like, that's what it sounds like if you had to bet the game. You really think they can win that game in Milwaukee with Durant off that performance? So money line would be kind of like your suggested bet there?
Yeah, you know, it would be because, I mean, the way that they lost that game, like I said, it really reminds me of that Toronto series. And I just feel like all the momentum, and I know that's kind of narrative based, but I just feel like all the momentum was just kind of sucked away because they had, what, the 16, 17 point lead in that game. And the Nets just kept chipping away, and they had no answer for Kevin Durant. So even though they go back to Milwaukee, I just feel like that right there was the gut punch, especially the way that it ends. I mean, I wanted Middleton just to take that shot, and I get that he pretty much passed up a good look for a better look, but Giannis fumbles the ball, terrible possession. Worse was the possession before that where he had James Harden in the low block and fails out with a turnaround jumper rather than trying to take him to the rim. And I think a lot of that has to do with he's so scared right now to get fouled and have to go to the free throw line because he's not hitting his free throws. I just feel like last night, man, I feel like that was just a gut punch. I don't think they could overcome that. So I do think the Nets finished the job.
Ryan, we'll probably get some picks for you for tonight's games coming up in a little bit, but just a big picture NBA question. This was something Nick and I did a little bit on in the first hour, but you know, I think you can expand a lot more on it. Okay, so let's say Brooklyn does advance. Let's say you're right. They win. They beat Milwaukee. So now the teams remaining in the postseason tournament are Philly and Embiid is hurt, Atlanta, Brooklyn, Phoenix, and Chris Paul is in COVID protocol, the Clippers or the Jazz, and Kawhi Leonard is probably out for the rest of the season. Like, who... let's assume like it's a level playing field almost. Like the odds, we don't even almost need to know the odds because I think a lot of these teams are so close, so many injuries. Who would you have winning the NBA title if those are the only teams left?
If those are the only teams left, see, I was really high on Phoenix. And, you know, with Chris Paul, we do expect him obviously to be back. So I'd still be looking at them in the West. I was on the Clippers and I was really high on the Clippers all year. And a lot of people, even on BetQL Daily every single day, a lot of people were giving me a hard time about the Clippers. And then they even up that series and that Kawhi news. I mean, everything pretty much this morning was shocking. And of course, I pick like the one morning to sleep in and then all NBA hell breaks loose and I wake up to four different stories. But I didn't even notice the injury to Kawhi or it being that serious. Now we find out it's probably an ACL and most likely an ACL. So I was really high on the Clippers. I had that's why I had penciled in pretty much into the NBA Finals out West. I thought it was going to be the Clippers and the Nets. I would still stick with the Nets pick just because of the level that Kevin Durant's playing right now. You know, a lot of the questions that I had about that team have really been answered. When they picked up James Harden, it was, well, there's only one ball. Well, then you move Kyrie off the ball and James Harden becomes the point guard and he's looking to facilitate more than he's looking to score. And also, they're a better defensive team than a lot of people gave them credit for. I mean, this series against Milwaukee, now the offensive possessions have been terrible, but I've actually been decently surprised at how well they've played defensively. So I still think it is Brooklyn. Even if Kyrie's unable to come back and James Harden's just a shell of himself, I just think that still they're the team to beat. And out West, I still feel like we're sleeping on the Jazz a little bit, but just these last two games have kind of scared me away from them. and we got to wait and see what's the status with Mike Conley. But these injuries, I mean, what sucks is we finally had so much parity. Like for the last, what, decade, we've pretty much been able to, you've known pretty much who's going to be in the NBA finals, right? We had super teams with the Golden State Warriors, and then wherever LeBron was in the East, you could always pencil him into the finals. And then this year, like we finally, it's wide open. And now all these injuries are really ruining the product. So that's what sucks. But I still go with the Nets.
A couple more minutes here with Ryan Horvat, new addition to the BetQL Audio Network on a permanent basis, right? His new show with Quentin Mayo starts Monday, BetMGM tonight, following us here on You Better You Bet, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Again, You Better You Bet will remain a four-hour show, and we will still have the Power Hour from 6 to 7, so we'll leave it up to you, the great mathematicians out there, to figure out what's happening with You Better You Bet starting on Monday. Ryan, I want to close with this here. Ken and I will give a million picks out next hour in the Power Hour here. So we can leave that on the cutting room floor. So tell us how your life changes now with the time change for you. You had been working early mornings. Now you're working late nights. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that you have at least like one young child. I don't know if it's multiple or not, but I know for sure it's at least one. How does your life change, like your personal life change now as a result? Obviously, it's a great opportunity, but how do things change for you here in about 1 minute that we've got left?
Yeah, in about 1 minute. So I'm going to be sleeping in, which is a beautiful thing, because doing morning radio for the last 4 years, I was
waking up. What time were you getting up? Yeah.
I was getting up at 4 a.m. and I would stay up for the West Coast games. Like, I never went to bed before 1 a.m. So I was sleeping 2 hours a night. I mean, my eyes were watering by like the third hour of the show. And then it was time to pick my son up. And, you know, the last year was brutal because of virtual learning. So I wasn't sleeping very much. So that's going to be the best part, is being able to watch the game and still get a decent amount of sleep and see the family.
Do you feel like this is going to, I don't know how big of a live bettor you are, but in the next like 15 seconds, like, is this new show going to like increase the volume of live bets you're going to be placing during these games?
Yeah. You know, I mean, as far as live betting, yeah, I think so. Absolutely. I mean, I really have, you know, no other choice, but a lot more live betting for me coming up here in the next cut. Yeah, absolutely.
He's on Twitter at Ryan Horvat. His new show, BetMGM Tonight, is part of the expanded BetQL Audio Network, along with Quentin Mayo, launches this coming Monday, 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, here on the BetQL Audio Network. Ryan, great having you on the show. Welcome officially to the team. We look forward to doing this again soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Ryan Horvat of BetMGM Tonight. So again, You Better You Bet, still going to be a four-hour show. We're still going to have the Power Hour from 6 to 7 Eastern, so figure out what that means for You Better You Bet. Speaking of the Power Hour, you know when it's coming up? I'm going to tell you. Next.